Verse 28, he became angry. Guess what? The Pharisees and scribes just appeared in the story. This is they. They just appeared in the story. They were angry that God in Christ was embracing sinners. That's what ticked them off. And here they are in the story. They are, by the way, referred to earlier as the 99 who need no repentance, never seeing themselves as sinners. He became angry, was not willing to go in. I will not be a part of anything like that. It is shameful. The Father is shameful. The Son is shameful. The village people who are celebrating are shameful. This is no time to honor the Father. The Father is a fool. You don't give honor to a man who's a fool. Shameful reaction. No, he had been home, hanging around the house. He had zero relationship to his father. He is as lost as his brother. And the Pharisees and the scribes were just as lost as the tax collectors and the sinners. Just a different kind of lostness. Some are lost in the far country. Some are lost around God, around the church. And you know, the truth were known, legalists like this, religious people, superficially religious people, are jealous of prodigals because inside they have the same lusts, but they're never fulfilled. They have the same hankering for sin and iniquity, and they are jealous and envious of those who play those out to the max and don't care what people think. They do because their approach to get the stuff is to conform outwardly. And so here they are in the story. But you know, from their viewpoint, they would be saying, finally, a sensible guy. Finally, a guy who gets it. Hey, this is righteous indignation. We like this guy. This is the Pharisees and scribes guy because this is they. And if that's not enough shame, how about this? More shame, a shameful reply by the father. Verse 28. His father came out and began pleading with him. God, this is just unbelievable. Father comes down again. Picture of condescension, leaves the party, leaves the celebration where he's the guest of honor. Excuse me, folks, I have to go. Comes down into the night, into the dark, finds this hypocrite who hates him and begs him.